Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am P.J. Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night, Night, Northwest.
So what's your names?
Madison.
Saveri.
That's a cool. Very nice
Aaron.
Name.
Alicia. Ethan. Aoife. Leah. Katie. Stephen.
That's Amelia.
Milos.
Katie. Lee. Ronan. Who else now? You say your name. Oren.
Oren.
Megan. And I can't see.
Emily.
You. Emily.
Ellie.
Kira.
Surika. Hannah. Is it?
Lee. Mac.
Mac. Hello, Mac.
Cool name. Lee.
Kiolan.
Fionn. Kiolan, Marcus, and?
Magdalena.
There's such beautiful names in this class. Hello to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. You're all very welcome to Twin Towns Community Library in County Donegal for the 10th programme in our series called Night Night Northwest. Over the course of this radio series, we will bring you 14 unique programmes, all based on Irish children's literature. You will hear stories about a snobby cat, a dreaming tree, a little bear who just can't sleep, and Daddy Nut Brown Hair who says, "Guess how much I love you." We are delighted to be joined today by the pupils from St. Mary's National School, Stranoller, senior class. Our guest reader, Tricia Keane, is an All-Ireland award-winning actress, and Tricia will be reading Ed's Funny Feet, written by Owen Colfer and illustrated by Woody Fox. So hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're all very welcome. Tricia is going to read a story for you guys today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're delighted to have you. Has anyone seen this book before?
No.
No? Can anyone read the title?
No.
Ronan, your hand went up.
Fess.
Ed's.
Et.
Funny.
Funny.
Feet.
Feet. Funny
good
feet.
Boy. Yes.
Ed's funny feet.
Ed's funny feet. Mark, what do you think this book is about?
Ed's funny feet.
Yeah. Would you like Tricia to start her story? Would you like Tricia to say hello to you first?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. And you're all very welcome to hear my story. So today's story is Ed's Funny Feet. So I'm going to read the back first and we'll get a little idea about what the story is about. Ed Cooper had a problem with his big toes. The doctor said Ed needs correction shoes. Disaster! Everybody will laugh at him. Ed used every trick he can think of not to wear the shoes. He even tried DIY foot straighteners. But it was no use. The shoes arrived. Ed opened the box and the shoes are not as bad as he thought. They're worse. So we're going to start at chapter one, special shoes. Ed Cooper had a problem with his big toes. They were pointing at each other instead of straight ahead. This meant that sometimes Ed fell over when he was running. After a while, Ed's knees were covered in so many bruises that they looked like two angry rain clouds. Mum took him to see Dr. Burt. Ed was a little frightened. Usually when people say, they are very worried about something. Said Dr. Burt again. Ed's feet are turned in. Ed swallowed. That sounded serious. Dr. Burt tapped Ed's toes with a rubber hammer. We're going to have to straighten these little fellows out. Straighten them out, Ed thought. How did you straighten toes out? His dad, a carpenter, straightened out old nails with a pair of pliers. Ed hoped Dr. Burt wouldn't be using the same tool. Mum noticed Ed's scared face. Don't be afraid, Ed, she said. There's no need to be afraid, agreed Dr. Burt. Straightening toes doesn't hurt a bit.
Dr. Bert took out a special foot measure from a drawer. Now, Ed, put your foot in here and we'll take a few measurements. Measurements for what? Asked Ed. Dr. Bert pulled the strap tight. Why, for your correction shoes, of course. Correction shoes? That was terrible news. Ed had heard about those. They had thick soles like planks of wood, and they were really old-fashioned. Chapter 2. For your own good. It's for your own good, said Mum. That didn't make Ed feel any better. Horrible things were always for your own good, like coming in out of the rain or going to bed early or correction shoes. No one will ever notice you're wearing them, Ed laughed. Mum didn't realise how important shoes were in school. All his friends would be wearing the latest trainers. Everyone will notice, Mum, he wailed. Even the baby infants won't play with me. Ed had 2 weeks until his special shoes were ready. He decided to wear his trainers as much as possible in that week. He wore them to school, he wore them in bed, and once he even wore them in the shower. Mum was not very pleased when she found the whole house covered with soggy footprints. 14 days later, the shoes arrived. The box they came in was plain brown, without any bright colours, explosions, or even a few stripes. Ed was worried. Even the box was old-fashioned. Mum cut the string and peeled off the tissue paper. They peered in together. The shoes were nothing like he imagined. They were worse. Ed had painted a picture in his mind of big black shoes like Grandad's. These were more like toddler sandals with baby buckles and thick white soles. Ed had to get away as fast as he could. He turned and raced up the stairs, imagining the special shoes running after him. He didn't feel safe until the bedroom door was locked. He put his ear to the door and listened. Were the shoes out there, waiting for him to creep out? Then they would pounce on his feet and never let go. Ed lay on his bed and thought he needed a plan. He closed his eyes and waited for one to pop into his head. After 60 minutes, he had an idea. He would make a do-it-yourself foot straightener.
What did you think of the story?
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you like the character? Do you know what a character is? The main person in the...
What's
a character?
His name?
Ed.
What age is Ed? Amelia. Do you know what age Ed is? What do you think?
Seven.
Ronan? What age do you think Ed might be? Look at him in the picture here. Look.
Yes, Madison.
Five,
yeah.
I know.
Yes.
Ten.
Maya. 10. Maya thinks 10. Milosh?
6.
Anyone else?
8.
Leah thinks 8. It's hard to tell, isn't it?
What age are you guys?
6, 7, 5. 5, 6, and 7.
So he might be something like your age, would he be? Yeah?
5, 6, and 7. Who's 5 here? Hands up, who's 5? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 maybe. And who's 6?
Oh!
Lots of people are
6.
And is anyone 7?
1.
Are you 7?
Are you 7?
No,
you're 7.
Who's 7?
No.
No 7s. Did anybody have to go to the doctor with feet? No?
No.
No. You go to the doctor with colds. And what else do you go to the doctor for?
If you have a temperature.
Yeah, if you have a temperature. Yes, Finn?
If you have a broken arm.
Oh, who had a broken arm?
Me.
Had ya?
So do you all like reading stories?
Yeah.
Or getting stories read to you? Yeah. Who has a favourite book? Marcus.
I have a spider book and you can put your hands in the legs.
Oh, that sounds clever, doesn't
Brilliant.
It?
Brilliant. Yes, Lee?
Stickman.
Stickman. Is that your favourite book?
Yep.
I've never heard of it.
Do you read it at night time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Ellie?
I read a book at the morning every day.
Oh, that's a nice way to start the day, isn't it?
Oran, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I have a favourite book. It's called The Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, I think I know that story. It's lovely, isn't it?
I have a favourite book.
What's yours?
We used to have it in this library. Then it was over there. Minecraft.
Yes, Emily.
I have a book. It's called The Black Cat with the Red Hat. And even I saw a movie of it. Even my grandma had the book of the Big Giant.
The Bell Book.
The Bell Book.
What's that? Is that a book you like? What is it about?
It's about a princess. And then there was a boy, and then there was a man, and then there was an angel, and then he turned the prince into a beast.
Ooh. Oh.
I got a favorite book. It's Minecraft, cause when my brother reads it, somebody that comes out of it, because I shoot them all because they're creepy.
Really?
Yes.
Sarah, can you get your hand up? Do you want to say something?
My favourite book is Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Will we get back to the story?
What do you think foot straighteners are going to be like? He's gone into the bedroom to make foot straighteners. I wonder what they're going to be. Do you have any idea?
No.
Will I go on a few pages now? Okie doke, so we're on chapter 3 now, and it's called Do It Yourself.
Come out of there, shouted Ed's mum through the keyhole. I can't, Ed shouted back. I'm inventing. Well, invent quickly, said mum. Dinner will be ready in half an hour. Ed searched his drawer for foot straightening equipment. The straightest things that he could find were a ruler, 2 pencils, a frisbee, and a purple crayon. Ed took off his trainers and socks. He sellotaped the frisbee and the crayon to 1 foot and the pencil and the ruler to the other. That should do the trick. Ed walked up and down the room. With every step, he stamped his foot to give the straighteners a hand. It was difficult to walk with a frisbee stuck to your foot. After 85 trips across the room, the crayon broke. A few trips later, the pencil snapped. Ed sighed. His foot straighteners were worn out. Time to check the results. Ed sat on the bed and unwound the sellotape. He looked at his toes, and his toes wiggled back at him. They were the very same, not one bit straighter. His inventions hadn't worked. Ed, called his mother, finish off inventing and come down. Dinner is ready. Ed thought about keeping the door locked. He was hungry and he didn't like fighting with mum. So he opened the door. The correction shoes were on the landing waiting for him. They seemed to watch him with their baby buckles. Ed jumped over the correction shoes and ran down the stairs. He nearly made it to the bottom too, but at the second last step, his toes tripped him. He rolled along the carpet and banged his knees against the wall. It didn't hurt very much, but Ed felt like hitting the wall, so he did. Chapter 4, Picking Teams. On Monday, Ed had to try on the shoes. They felt strange, as though he were standing on 2 bricks. His feet felt crooked, even though the shoes were supposed to straighten them out. Mum dropped him to school. Right then, honey, she said, kissing him on the cheek. Off you go. Ed didn't go anywhere. My stomach hurts, he said. Mum put her arm around him. Does it really? No, said Ed. I just don't want to go to school. Ed climbed out of the car and ran into school. In class, he tucked his feet under the desk so no one could see his shoes. But at break time, he had to go outside. There was nowhere to hide his feet in the yard, so he just had to stand there with his baby buckles shining in the sun. He was sure that everybody was staring at him. Paul and Stephen were picking teams for football. "I pick Connor," said Paul. "I pick Niall," said Stephen. That was everybody except Ed. Paul and Stephen weren't even looking at him. They were looking at his special shoes. They didn't pick him. Nobody wanted to play with someone in special shoes. Aww. What do we think now? What do you think about his inventions? Yeah, Amelia?
Very, very super bad.
Super bad, weren't they? They weren't going to last at all. Why were they not going to last?
Because they keep them breaking.
They kept breaking because he stuck them on with sellotape, didn't he?
Would you like to hear the rest of the story? What do you think is going to happen?
He's going to get picked in the soccer team.
Oh, he's going to get picked in a soccer team. Oren.
And I think they get back to normal and then they can play.
Great.
I think you're right.
Will I read more of the story?
Will we carry on?
Yeah.
Is everyone ready for the end of the story?
Yeah. Chapter 5, When I Was Young. Ed was sulking when Dad came home from his workshop. Ed didn't say anything. You're not supposed to talk when you're sulking. Still upset about the shoes? Dad asked, shaking sawdust out of his boots into the fire. Ed couldn't answer, but he allowed himself a nod. Sometimes we all have to do things we don't want to, Ed. I remember when I was young. Ed moaned. He wasn't in the mood for a story just now. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this story, said Dad. It's pretty horrible. Suddenly, Ed was interested. Oh, go on then, Dad. Tell me. Okay, said the father. When I was young, children often caught worms. Children still dig up worms, Dad. Oh no, I didn't mean catch worms in the garden. I meant catch worms like you catch a cold. Ed's eyes opened wide. That's disgusting. If you drink dirty water, the worms could get into your tummy and eat all your dinner. To get rid of these worms, continued Dad, you had to drink a glass of really revolting medicine. But when I had worms, I didn't want to drink the medicine. That's silly, said Ed. Having medicine is better than having worms. I know, said Dad, but I was even younger than you and I didn't understand that medicine was for your own good. Ed nodded. He got the message. Dad lifted Ed onto his knee. If I hadn't taken that medicine, I'd have a worm as big as a snake swimming around in my belly today. Ed shivered. Awful. Maybe Dad was right. Maybe he should wear the special shoes until his feet straightened out. But that didn't make you feel any better when you're not picked for the football team. Chapter 6. Goal. Sports Day. Friday was sports day. Mam dropped Ed off at school. But Mum, he said, I won't even get picked for football. Mum winked. Oh, I think you will, Ed. Everybody plays on sports day. Ed frowned. Mum was right. Everyone had their best sports gear on, so did Ed. But his was ruined by the special shoes. What chance did he have against somebody wearing trainers with the special grips? None. They lined up to pick football teams. Miss Byrne was in charge of the teams. She walked along the line, tapping everyone on the nose. The ones were in one team and the twos in the other. Ed was a number one. All the other number ones groaned when he joined their group. This was terrible. Worse than not being picked. No one passed the ball to Ed. He stood at the back of the field, staring at his special shoes. Come on, Ed, said Miss Byrne. Come on, Ed, shouted his mum from the sideline. But Ed didn't want to come on. He wanted to go home and lock himself in his bedroom. Then the ball bounced across the field and landed beside his foot. Ed started to run. He wouldn't get very far, he never did. Any second now, his turned-in feet would trip him up and he would fall over. But he didn't fall over. The special shoes kept his feet straight and he kept going all the way up the field. Mum was getting very excited, jumping up and down. Come on, Ed! Come on, Ed! Ed ran faster and faster, kicking the ball in front of him. He ran so fast that no one could catch him. He ran right up to the goal and whacked the ball as hard as he could. It went straight past the goalkeeper and into the net. Miss Byrne blew the whistle and held up one finger. Ed kept on running and he ran right over to Mum. Did you see me? He asked. Yes, I did, smiled Mum. I didn't fall, said Ed. I know, said Mum. You were great, just brilliant. The special shoes, they kept my feet straight. Mum was so happy that she had to blow her nose. You see, I told you. I know, said Ed. They're for my own good. Mum lifted Ed up and swung him around. Ed laughed for the first time that week. He still didn't like the correction shoes, but he'd just have to wait and get used to them. And so would everyone else. The end.
So who was right? Somebody was right that he was going to play football. It was you, Ronan, wasn't it? And he was picked for the team. Were you all happy he was picked for the team?
Yeah.
Yeah. And were you all thrilled that he scored a goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who plays football? Everybody nearly. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Everybody plays football. Do you score goals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you all come to the library?
Yeah.
Who likes the library?
Yeah.
Everyone. What do we like about the library?
Ronan.
I like the library because I can read books.
Yes.
I like a library because you can learn stuff.
Oh, that's a great answer, Ronan. You're a clever boy.
Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am P.J. Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night, Night, Northwest.
That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from St. Mary's National School. Please join us next week when we will be broadcasting from Laurelin Fubal Guidor, and in our audience will be children from Skullchonel Bunbeg. So until next week.
Ed's Funny Feet, read by Tricia Keane, written by Owen Colfer, illustrated by Woody Fox, was first published in 2000 by the O'Brien Flyers.
Night Night Northwest Series 2 was written, produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey, with sound recordist Mary Harkin and editor Orla Malone. A Real Films production, funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee, along with the Donegal County Council Library Service and Creative Ireland.